Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Beware, April 17th, public schools nationwide have a day of focusing on homosexuality. So we'll talk about that and urge you, if your children go to public school here at Bob Inyart Live for many years, and we've heard from at least 1,000 families over the years saying thank you for warning us about the public schools. We've pulled our kids out. We've put them in Christian education. We've homeschooled them. So please, if your children go to a godless public school, and every public school in this nation is officially godless, that is their official position, that they are godless, their curriculum is godless, their morality is godless, their history is godless, their science is godless. If your child goes to a public school on April 17th, this day of focusing on homosexuality, and we'll talk more about that in a moment, but please keep your child home that day, and on that day, visit a Christian school or go online with your child, son or daughter, and look up homeschooling. Contact Kevin Swanson at Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Check. And look into it and see what it's like to homeschool, and you will be blessed beyond measure. If you could protect your child, take your child out of the godless education system on this day, that they will do what they can to convince your child that homosexuality is a noble, honorable behavior, and that if your parents, if your church, if your religion, if your God thinks homosexuality is bad, then there's something wrong with them, because we, the leaders of your school, we want to tell you that homosexuality is good. And that's why, by the way, that's why our culture is so radically pro-homosexual. It's not because all these different leaders enjoy hanging out at homosexual bars. That's not it. It's because they recognize that Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. One or the other will be in the closet. They will not both be out of the closet. And if you could get young people to believe that homosexuality is good, you have immunized them against the gospel of Jesus Christ. So to the extent, if you give your kids to the godless public school system for 13 years, and then when they graduate, by the time they graduate high school, if they think that homosexuality is good and your God is barbaric, or Jesus Christ was wrong because he taught the morality of the Bible, the Mosaic Law, then whose fault will it be? Will it be the fault of the public schools? Because they're open about it. They're open about it. We are officially godless. We teach that abortion, child killing is good. We teach that sodomy is good. So if your child is pulled away from the gospel of Jesus Christ and persuaded that the Bible is backward and immoral because of its condemnation of homosexuality, and wow, we had teachers who were so nice and they were homosexuals, then whose fault will it be that your child perhaps eternally walks away from any hope of salvation in Jesus Christ? Will it be the fault of the public schools? Will it be primarily their fault, your child? So that's April 17th, Day of Silence. Let that day be a milestone in your parenting of your child. April 17th, 2009. This day is sponsored, by the way, by GLSEN. You know that Gay and Lesbian and Species Education Network? Is that the name of that? GLSEN. Gay, Lesbian, and Species Education Network? I don't know. I think they've gotten into other species now. So Gay, Lesbian, and Species, GLSEN, they've sponsored the Day of Silence. It's in public schools all over the nation. More about that in a moment. Last night, Bill O'Reilly was scheduled, in fact, they promoted all day long, to have a segment on our video, the video online, the video hit at YouTube, the Ann Coulter Hangups, that now has 30,000 views, over 30,000 views in less than 2 weeks. And it's thanks to those of you out there in the audience going to it, viewing it. You could go to YouTube and Google Ann Coulter and just search for it on the first or second page, Ann Coulter Hangups. Or you could go to the American Right to Life website. It's right there on the top of their homepage. And the associated website, AnnCoulterApology.com. You could go to any of those places and view the video if you haven't seen it. It's startling. It's devastating. It's irrefutable. It's irrefragable. Public school teachers, please look up that word, irrefragable. The video is irrefragable. And Bill O'Reilly's website, Fox News on their homepage yesterday, Ann Coulter under attack tonight on O'Reilly. And Bill O'Reilly, at 21 minutes in to his program, Bill O'Reilly indicated that Ann Coulter, that the segment with Ann Coulter, where she's under attack by Christian right-wingers who say Ann Coulter is going soft, that that segment would be postponed. And he said because Ann Coulter's mother is ill. And so because her mother is ill, that segment is postponed. And there was some irony to that. And Bill O'Reilly's website, his personal website yesterday, said that segment is postponed to today, April 8th. So we'll see. But Ann Coulter's mother, according to American Right to Life, her mom is gravely ill. Gravely ill. So their deep concern and prayers go out to Ann and her mother. You know, it's in times of crisis that people have often the greatest opportunity to look beyond the noise of their life, the day-in, day-out routine, and hectic demands of our daily lives, and think about what's really important. And when we come close to death, when there's a crisis, when a loved one dies, if there's a terrorist attack, a tragedy, a war, what happens? After 9/11, when those attacks on America, what, did everybody start parading in the streets that we need more Planned Parenthood clinics, more abortion, more homosexuality? No, people packed the churches. They asked God to forgive them of their sins. They repented. So when there is a crisis in any of our lives, there is this great tendency of mankind to think about what? Think about the NHL playoffs? No. Think about sports, a lottery, a casino, your favorite police drama on TV? No. What do people think about when there's a crisis? When reality hits, people think about God. They think about God. Remember when Bill and Hillary were running for the White House? And a light bulb exploded on the set of 60 Minutes. It aired after the Super Bowl. And wasn't it Hillary that said, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? You know, they didn't know if it was an attack. If they didn't know what the... there was an explosion on the set. Now, we know what it was. On a TV set, those light bulbs get so hot that if you touch it with your finger when it's off, the oil from your finger will get so hot that the bulb will explode once it gets hot enough. So somebody on the crew there at 60 Minutes thought of playing a practical joke on Bill and Hillary Clinton when they were running for office first time around about the Jennifer Flowers, all the adulterous scandals and the sexual assaults. And so one of the, maybe the gaffer, one of the crew members just put his finger on a light bulb on the set, right next to the Clintons, the closest light before the interview. And sure enough, during the interview, it exploded. But even Hillary Clinton, she thinks there's an explosion. You don't know what's happening. Are you going to die? The first word out of her mouth is Jesus. You think people cuss in Buddha's name? No. No, people know. There's no other name. There's no other name other than the name of Jesus Christ by which men could be saved. So please pray for Ann Coulter, for her mother at this difficult time for them. And so we're not sure if our video, by the way, our phone number here at Bob and Yurt Live, we are in the KLTT studios downtown Denver because the Bob and Yurt Live studios being moved. 303-455-0777. 303-455-0777. The Bob and Yurt Live studio will continue to be in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. We just love it out there. And so we've had a wonderful time for a couple weeks now downtown at KLTT, the 50,000-watt AM 670 KLTT, the most powerful Christian station in America, the most powerful AM station, the most powerful radio station in Colorado. 50,000 watts, low on the AM dial at 670 AM. And if you ever wonder about that, why would we say that when KOA, they say they're the most powerful station? Well, just call up 303-455-0777. We'll correct the record. We'll tell you why Bob and Yurt Live, the signal of this show, reaches further, farther than does Mike Rosen on KOA. We'll explain it. Okay, so April 17th coming up. Now, Bill O'Reilly, last night, he was supposed to have a segment on this YouTube video produced, published by American Right to Life, by Brian Rohrbaugh and Steve Curtis, with four conservative talk show hosts challenging Ann Coulter because she is giving misinformation about Mitt Romney, saying that he is pro-life, pro-family, when he is arguably the most aggressive anti-marriage, anti-child politician in the country, because he single-handedly authorized, ordered homosexual marriage licenses to be issued in the state of Massachusetts. He did that. He did that. And he authorized tax-funded elective abortions. Millions of pro-choice people say they're against tax-funded abortion. That's about as extreme as you can get. Some people say, oh, abortion only for if the father is a criminal, like a rapist, then go ahead and kill his child. Some people are evil. They say that. Other people say, well, only if the baby's handicapped, if the baby's disabled, we think you should be able to kill the baby. Because, you know, who wants another blind kid in the world? So kill the baby if he's handicapped. And so people have their excuses, a few reasons why they think you should go ahead and kill the baby. And, of course, if you believe that, you're disobeying God and his enduring command, do not murder. God said don't kill the innocent. So not only are you guilty of being complicit in the murder of innocent children, not only that, but you help to destroy the understanding by our governing officials, the media, and the public that every child has a God-given right to life and is a person. So you help to destroy all of that. But there are many people like that who say, well, I just think you should kill these few kids. I'm against elective abortion. I just think you should kill these few kids. And then there are people who are even more extremist child killers who say, well, I think any child it should be legal to kill. I'm for elective abortion, but I don't think people should be forced to pay to kill those children because I'm against tax-funded abortion. And then you have Mitt Romney, who authorized his word, his signature as governor, the chief executive in the state of Massachusetts, he authorized tax-funded elective child-killing abortions in Massachusetts. He is a murderer. And Ann Coulter is out there saying Mitt Romney's pro-life. What a lie. What a lie. And how could she say, well, I didn't know? She's the researcher extraordinaire. She's Miss Factoid. How could she say she didn't know? How many pro-life conservatives, how many authors, how many leaders pointed out to her that Mitt Romney signed tax-funded elective abortions into law? How many? And she bought his campaign rhetoric from a liberal Republican, a lifelong pro-abort. She bought his lie that he didn't. Didn't she check? All she had to do was look at the law. We did it here at Bob and Yurt Live. Why didn't Focus on the Family check Mitt Romney's record? They only have a $110 million annual budget. They only have a public policy division. They only have a half dozen lawyers and judicial analysts on staff. They only have lifelong Tom Minery, vice president, public policy. They can't check. We checked. What is our budget? I got our office manager in the other room, even though we're downtown Denver, KLTT studio. Is our budget over $110 million a year? Why could we check? Why could we read the Goodrich decision that Mitt Romney used as an excuse? It didn't even mention him. He used it as his excuse to force homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. He did that. He used that ruling as his excuse. It didn't mention him. That ruling did not even force the legislature. It didn't even try to force them. It said the legislature should take their opinion into account and then take action as they may deem appropriate. So Mitt Romney forced homosexual marriage and tax-funded elective abortion on the people of Massachusetts. He is as evil as they come, and Focus on the Family had a political victory saying we are very similar to Mitt Romney. The we in there was Tom Minery, James Dobson, Focus on the Family. Now, I love James Dobson. We raised our 7 boys by his dare to discipline, and they turned out well because of it. I mean, for the ways that they turned out badly, to the extent they did, that was my fault. It wasn't Dr. Dobson's fault. Where I failed to have a consistent discipline and training, that was my fault. But we raised our kids in the glory of them loving their parents and respecting us and the joy we have being with them. A lot of that is thanks to Dr. Dobson. Not only did we read Dare to Discipline 25 years, a quarter of a century ago, but in the last 2 years, we read his Bringing Up Boys because we have 7 boys and our first grandchild was a boy. So it's not an anger. We're not the enemy. It's not a disrespect. It's that we've been let down. We've been let down by Christian leaders who should know better, who should do their due diligence. This is gross negligence of leadership in the body of Christ and conservative Christian Republican leadership. Gross negligence, Ann Coulter, to allow this radically anti-Christian, if you're pro-child killing, if you're pro-homosexual marriage, if you make a promise to the log cabin homosexual Republicans and you fulfill that promise by forcing homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts, you are an enemy of Jesus Christ. You're an enemy of the gospel. You're an enemy of children. You're an enemy of family. And we have our Christian leaders focus on the family. Says we are so similar to Mitt Romney. I'm afraid it's true. They take a wicked man like him with blood on his hands and say, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. Because, you know, he has a lot of money and he says he's a Republican and he says he's pro-life. Oh, but Tom Minery, didn't you see that he authorized tax-funded elective abortions? Didn't you just at least go to the Massachusetts legislature's website? Just go there. Just read the law. Just look. See what he did. Oh, he was forced to. He wasn't forced to. How is a governor forced to sign legislation that says you can kill the Jews and we'll pay for it with tax money? You know, a liberal isn't forced to sign legislation that's pro-life. A liberal says, I'm not going to sign it because I support killing kids. If there's legislation against homosexuality, a liberal won't sign it. They have principles. We don't have principles. We have our hand out looking for donations from Republicans. That's what we have. We've replaced principles with our hands out asking for donations from Republicans. And so now Ann Coulter is scheduled to go on tonight. By the way, our phone number here, 303-455-0777. Ann Coulter, according to Bill O'Reilly's website, and I don't know how that happens, because her mother is gravely ill. But, you know, you could still do, when your family, loved ones are ill, you still function. And perhaps Ann will go on Bill O'Reilly tonight. And so we don't know, of course. But it'll be fascinating to see what she says. Is she going to dig in? If she digs in and says, Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer, as she wrote in her column when she endorsed him. If she does that, she's giving American Right to Life more video, more ammunition to show that she has betrayed innocent children and betrayed the Lord. So will she dig in or will she apologize and correct her record of Mitt Romney? We may find out tonight on O'Reilly. And I hate to help improve his ratings. I hate to do that, but plenty of people will be curious as to whether or not Ann Coulter ends up on that program and whether or not they play, you know, a minute or so of clips from the Ann Coulter hangups video from American Right to Life, whether or not they let people know what the video is, where it is, how to find it, or what it says. And you know what's great about that video? Sometimes a liberal media, they'll take your weakest moment and put that on the air. They'll take something really weak and put it on the air. Like if a photographer comes from the Denver Post and you're involved in a Christian effort and they're doing a news story and they're going to take your picture, be careful. Whatever you do, do not, I don't care if it's for 6 hours that they're there, do not pick your nose. Don't do it. Because that's what will be on the cover of the Denver Post. Or the reporter will come and get on his knees beneath you, looking up at you, because that's the way to make people look ominous. People look angry. People don't look well when you have a photo of them up their nostrils. And so the media tends to show pictures of conservative Christians from underneath, as though they're looking down on everyone, but not liberals. Liberals get shown straight on horizontally or even at a slight angle to make them look, you know, lowly. They're your peers. It's one of the gang. Could be, you know, your neighbor next door. And so remember Doug Bruce for a short time. And the photographer got down. They were doing a prayer, and he had just been sworn in. And they hate him because he's pro-life. And, you know, he has other things they hate him for, but that's a major reason. And they're doing a prayer, and the photographer got down at his feet to take a picture up his nose of Doug Bruce after he got sworn in praying. You know, and so Doug kicked him. He didn't kick him like it was punting like an Ann Coulter punt. No, he just like kicked him a little. Like, come on, we're praying. Get out of there. And that was it. That was the end of Doug Bruce's career as a legislature. They just hounded him right out of Denver. And that was so typical. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see tonight how Ann Coulter will respond if she's on O'Reilly. And then April 17th is coming right up. The Day of Silence, they call it. If your school, now if you have a Christian school or a private school your kid goes to, and they're going to honor the Day of Silence, that's it. That's it. You got to take your kids out of that school immediately. Because if your private school, your Christian school, promotes homosexuality, you're in big trouble. Big, big, big trouble. You're paying to have your kid ruined for life or forever. You're paying for it. You're paying for it if your kid goes to public school, but the difference is we're paying for it too. I'm paying for your kid to be turned into a bisexual. Because the public schools would love nothing more than for your child to experiment sexually with bisexuality, homosexuality. As Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains put in their newsletter a while back, our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. Planned Parenthood. So I'm paying for your kid to be urged to be a sexual pervert, and then if she becomes pregnant or your son impregnates his girlfriend, then I'm paying for your public school to take that girl to Planned Parenthood to kill the baby without you even knowing that she's out of school. They'll take her and not even tell you Because who are you? You're just the doofus that turns your daughter over to a godless education system that wants her to be a slut so that she would reject Jesus Christ and Christian morality. So why would they tell you? They think they respect you? If you see that your daughter is being asked for sexual favors at school and you finally figure it out and you go to complain to the principal, he's going to mock you. He's going to tell you to get a life. What do you think? This is a public school. Of course they're going to ask your daughter for sex. Tell her to get real. Tell her to get with the program. And so that's, the public schools have destroyed millions of children, including Christian children. And they seem to destroy Christian kids at the same rate as families that are not churched. So April 17th is the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network's Day of Silence nationwide in the public schools. On April 17th, keep your child home that day, April 17th. Tell them, son, honey, daughter, we're going to play hooky today. Mom's taking you. Dad's taking you. Where do you want to go? You want to go to the mountains? You want to go? What do you want to do? You don't have to go to school. Really? You don't have to go to school? Yeah, your child will be much better off not going to school. And then you could use that day. You could go tour a Christian school. If you're in the Denver area, go to Maranatha Christian Center. If you're not in the Denver area, of course, whether you are or not, look into homeschooling. Kevin Swanson, Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Now, how do we know, how do we learn what the Bible teaches on these matters? Well, first off is we read it. That's a good start. Read the Bible. And people say, Bob, do I need to read your book, The Plot, the overview of the Bible? I say, no, you only need to read the Bible. You don't need my book. You don't need my DVDs, MP3 CD Bible study albums. You don't need any of that. But God has provided that there would be teachers for the body of Christ. And so there are various teachers that make their materials available. I'm going to go real quickly to the phones in Evergreen. Wendy, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Wendy? Okay, do I have Wendy or no? I don't have Wendy, so we tried in the last minute to get Wendy on the air. All right, Wendy, don't give up. Try us again. Here we go. Wendy?
Wendell.
Wendell. Hi, Wendell. Go ahead.
Don't you ever get off your high horse. I'm listening to this broadcast you made today talking about Ann Coulter and everything having to do with abortion. Don't you ever get down off that high horse, because you're saying absolutely the truth and it's not being said anywhere. That's what drew me to you in the first place.
Wow.
Nobody's saying this.
Wendell, thank you, Wendell. We're out of time. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, talk to you later.
I appreciate that. Okay, thank you, Wendell, from Evergreen in the mountains, Rocky Mountains, west of Colorado, west of Denver. Hey, we're out of town. We're out of time, but the Brown Palace, downtown Denver, April 29th, I'll be doing a seminar on hermeneutics, the tools for studying the Bible. And you might love it if you come on out. There's a registration fee, but our phone number, 800-8-NYART, our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha, what a great school.